Ryan couldn't drop me off. I had no car. I called Katie. She arrived within minutes to taxi us downtown, cheerful about the early morning errand. Yeah, right. The air was hot and humid, the NPR weatherman negative on the subject of a temperature break. At the MCME, I handed Ryan my keys. I watched Katie, then Ryan, drive off. I didn't know where my daughter was going or what plans Ryan shared with my estranged husband's dog, but I wished I were heading out too. Anywhere but here. The board showed 3 cases logged since yesterday. Busy Sunday for Charlotte. The pilot and passenger had checked in as MCME 438-02 and 439-02. Larrabee already had the pilot on the main autopsy room table. When I peeked in, he was examining the burned skin through a handheld magnifier. "Any word on who we have here?" I asked. "Nothing yet. Prints or dentals? Fingers are too far gone on this one. But most of the teeth are intact. Looks like he might have seen a dentist at some point in this millennium or the last."
"Guy looks Caucasian."
Larrabee sponged upward. The skin under the soot was pasty white. "Yep," he agreed, "but check this out." Snugging a hand under the pilot's shoulder, Larrabee eased the man up. I leaned in. Black patches clung to the man's chest like tiny charred leeches. "That's the same stuff that's all over the passenger," I said. Larrabee let the pilot's shoulder drop to the table.
"Yep."
"Any idea what it is?" I asked.
"Not a clue."
I told Larrabee I'd be working in the other room. Joe's got the x-rays up on the box.